It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. We heard from many teachers after our conversation with Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. Jacqueline Diaz in California wrote, "Unions are not the problem. What they do is provide an organization to support employees. What a lot of so-called reformers want is to model education after private sector businesses, where most organizations hire, fire, and pay without having to deal with unionized employees. It's almost comical," she writes, "to think that teachers, who are already the lowest paid employees for the amount of education they're required to have, should be asked to work without the support of a union." But D. Glenn in Michigan said, "After a 45-year teaching career, I retired and began substitute teaching. Observing many school cultures and teachers in action, I've reluctantly had to conclude that today's unions are bad for quality education. They protect the mediocre and unmotivated, and worst of all, they've usurped from principals their proper roles as head teachers and turn former leaders into managers and paper pushers." Avi Steinberg's experience of being a prison librarian brought this comment from Jacqueline Weddle. "I've been a prison librarian for almost 9 years now. I've read Running the Books. Some of it hits the mark. Some of it not quite my world. Imagine no budget, and most of the donations you get are from other people's dump run. Prisoners here want the 48 Laws of Power 2, and the Left Behind series has its following. My most challenging experience was being held hostage and stabbed. I was back in the facility within 48 hours, back to work in 2 weeks, never a dull moment for any correctional employee and prisoner alike." Finally, we received thousands of comments about NPR's firing of news analyst Juan Williams. James Bryan in Georgia summed up what many of you felt when he wrote, "I would like to express my disappointment at the firing of Juan Williams. I've enjoyed his moderate voice on the many difficult issues facing our country. I did not always agree with his positions, but I feel we need to have an honest debate on both sides of issues." Gloria Nunez-Turkle felt differently. She wrote, "I totally support NPR for firing Mr. Williams. It was irresponsible of him to say what he said about Muslims. We would all be up in arms if a reporter on any station said what he said about another ethnic group. Muslims are the current punching bag, and someone has to stand up for them." If you'd like to catch up on any of the programs you missed, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the program and how to get in on the conversation. And as always, if you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is email the address talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Dahlia Martinez, Arnie Seipel, Peter Granitz, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Darren Botello is our intern. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, Tom Marchetto, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson, and Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor, and Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, it's the last political junkie before the midterm elections. Ken Rudin and Neil Conan are back, plus comics legend Stan Lee. I'm Jennifer Ludden. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Want even more talk? Head over to our blog at npr.org. There you can weigh in on the topics that landed on the cutting room floor, get a look at what's piquing our interest, and tell us what's caught your attention. You'll find it at the new npr.org/blog of the nation.